طيب خلونا نبلش يا أخوانا. ليت ستارت. الله يبارك فيكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا الإخلاص جميعا. I ask Allah to grant us all the sincere intentions. كنا في الحصص الماضية تكلمنا عن مواقيت الصلوات الخمس، وبعض ما يتعلق بذلك. In the previous sessions, we talked about the times of the five prayers and some other issues related to that. الآن نبدأ الكلام إن شاء الله في أمور الطهارة. Now, إن شاء الله, we are going to start talking about the purification matters. أول فصل عن فرائض الوضوء. The first chapter is about the integrals of wudu. قال المؤلف: فصل. ومن شروط الصلاة الوضوء. The author said, ablution, that is wudu, is one of the conditions of the prayer. الوضوء أول مقاصد الطهارة. فرض عندما فرضت الصلاة. Among the first issues that are sought, among the issues of at-tahara, purification, is to make al-wudu, ablution. Al-wudu became an obligation just when the obligation of the prayers were revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which means the obligation of al-wudu was revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام with the obligation of the prayers. وهو شرط من شروط الصلاة. معناه لا بد منه لصحة الصلاة وإن لم يكن جزءا منها. Making wudu is a condition for the validity of the prayers, which means it is necessary to make wudu, to have, for one to have wudu one pray, while praying, for his prayer to be valid. Although making wudu is not a part of the prayer. That's the meaning of condition. Something necessary for the validity of another thing without it being a part of that other thing. والوضوء له أركان وله سنن. The ablution has integrals and recommended matters. أركان الوضوء هي أجزاء الوضوء التي يتوقف عليها صحة الوضوء. The integrals of wudu are the parts of wudu that are necessary for one's wudu to be valid. So the integral of something is a part of that thing. The integral of a matter is a part of that matter which is necessary for that matter to be valid. So who can give me the difference between a condition and an integral? I already mentioned both. Ya Ahmed, go ahead. No, the other one. Yes, please. So, as Ahmed said, the condition is not a part of the matter, but if it is left out, the matter is not valid. For example, a condition for wudu, it is not a part of the wudu, but if it is left out, the wudu is not valid. As for the integral, it is a part of that matter, a part of the wudu, for example, which if left out, the wudu is invalid. Okay. قال المؤلف وفروضه ستة. The author said the integrals of ablution are six. يعني أن هناك ستة أمور في الوضوء هي أجزاء من الوضوء. إذا ترك الإنسان واحدا منها لم يصح وضوءه. So there are six parts of wudu. If one leaves out any of them, one's wudu is invalid, is not valid. أربعة منها ثابتة بالكتاب والسنة واثنان بالسنة. Four among them four among them are mentioned in Al-Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. The other two are mentioned in the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and not in the Quran. الأول نية الطهارة للصلاة أو غيرها من النيات المجزئة عند غسل الوجه أي مقترنة بغسله عند الشافعي، وتكفي النية إن تقدمت على غسل الوجه بقليل عند مالك. According to Imam الشافعي, to have the intention of purification for prayer, to have the intention of purification for prayer or any equivalent intention when the water first touches the face. However, according to Imam Malik, it is enough if the intention preceded washing the face by a short time. الركن الأول من أركان الوضوء النية. The first integral is the intention. النية لا بد منها لصحة الوضوء. Making the proper intention is necessary for the validity of wudu. لأن العبادة إنما تفترق عن العادة بالنية. Because only by the intention, the act of worship in this case differs from the habit. If someone gets up from his bed, washes his face, when does this considered making wudu and when it is not considered making wudu? It depends on the intention. This depends on the intention. Okay. هذه النية نية الوضوء أو نحوها من النيات المجزئة لا بد أن تكون مع غسل الوجه. أول ما يلامس الماء الوجه ينوي الشخص بقلبه الوضوء أو ما شابه. This intention has to be while washing the face, has to take place while washing the face, which means when the person starts washing his face, he makes the intention. لأن النية لابد أن تكون مقترنة بأول العمل. Because the intention has to be associated with the beginning of the act. فلو نوى قبل غسل الوجه لا تكون نية مجزئة حتى ينوي مع غسل الوجه. So if a person makes the intention before washing his face, makes the intention of wudu before washing his face, this is not a valid intention if he does not make again. This is not a valid intention. He needs to make the intention again when he starts washing his face. In brief, the intention, the valid intention, has to take place when one is washing his face, when one starts to wash his face. If one makes it before that, this is not enough. After that, this is not valid. So when he takes the water, he puts the water on his face, then he makes the intention in his heart that he is now making al-wudu, which is usually in the heart. Except if one is distracted by something else. Usually it's in the heart when one does that. والنية المجزئة إنما تكون بالقلب. فلو تلفظ بها بلسانه ولم يستحضر بقلبه لم يجزئ. The proper intention takes place in the heart. So if one utters the intention with his tongue, so if one says, let me say, if one says with his tongue, I now intend to make al-wudu, without having this intention in the heart, so in his heart he is having the intention of something else, he is thinking about something else, this is not enough. When he starts washing his face, he needs to have the intention in the heart. ولا يجب التلفظ باللسان بها باللسان. And it is not an obligation to utter those words with his tongue. What is obligation is to make the intention in the heart. فيكفي أن ينوي فرض الوضوء أو الوضوء فقط. He can make the intention in his heart, I now make al-wudu, or I now make the obligatory wudu. أو استباحة الصلاة أو استباحة مس المصحف. Also it is valid if he makes the intention to make, to do what enables him to perform الصلاة, what enables him to hold المصحف or the like. All those intentions are valid intentions. أما لو نوى استباحة قراءة القرآن مثلا فليست هذه نية مجزئة. Now if he makes the intention in his heart that I am doing now what enables me to recite al-Quran, this is not a valid intention for al-wudu. Why? Because it is not necessary for one to have wudu to be able to recite al-Quran. It is sunnah to have wudu when you recite al-Quran, but it is not necessary. It is not an obligation. So if one makes his intention, if one says in his heart, I now do what enables me to recite Al-Quran, this is not a valid intention for wudu. وما ذكرناه من وجوب اقتران النية بغسل الوجه هو مذهب الإمام الشافعي. What we mentioned that the intention has to be associated with washing the face at the same time when one starts to wash his face, this is the judgment in the Shafi'i school. أما في مذهب الإمام مالك فيصح لو تقدمت بقليل على غسل الوجه. Now in the school of Imam Malik, may Allah raise his rank, if the intention takes place a little bit before starting washing the face, it is still valid. That is, even if when washing the face, one does not have the intention in his heart. If he makes it a little bit before, it is valid. وَأَمَّا الْإِمَامُ أَبُو حَنِيفَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فَلَا يَشْتَرِطُ النِّيَّةَ بِالْمَرَّةِ. As for Imam Abu Hanifa, may Allah raise his rank, he does not make it a condition for the validity of wudu at all. So making the intention is not necessary according to the school of Abu Hanifa for the validity of wudu. بالوضوء لا تجب. واستدل الشافعي رضي الله عنه بحديث البخاري وغيره إنما الأعمال بالنيات على وجوب النية. يعني قال معناه العمل لا يكون معتبرا إلا بالنية.
Al-Shafi'i, may Allah raise his rank, took as proof for what he said that making the intention is a must for the validity of wudu. He relied on the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, إنما الأعمال بالنيات, which means the acts are deemed proper by the proper intentions. So because of that, he said, the wudu is not considered a proper wudu without a proper intention. So he relied on this hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and others. الركن الثاني غسل الوجه جميعه من منابت شعر رأسه إلى الذقن ومن الأذن إلى الأذن شعرا وبشرا لا باطن لحية الرجل وعارضيه إذا كثفا. The author said to wash the whole face from the normal hairline to the chin, and from one ear to the other, including the hair and skin, but not the inner part of the man's thick beard. معنى ذلك أن الركن الثاني من أركان الوضوء غسل الوجه جميعه من منابت شعر الرأس عند أغلب الناس. حد الوجه من أين؟ من منابت شعر الرأس عند أغلب الناس إلى أسفل الذقن, هذا العظم الذي هنا أسفله, هذا هو أسفل الذقن, الذقن هو هذا العظم, أسفل هذا العظم, هذا هو أسفل الذقن. إذن يجب غسل الوجه من منابت شعر الرأس إلى أسفل الذقن طولا, ومن الأذن إلى الأذن عرضا. The second integral among the integrals of wudu is to wash the whole face. So what's the face? What are the borders of the face that has to be washed in al-wudu? I'll answer. بارك الله فيك ما شاء الله. The face is from the normal hair border to the chin. So this means to the lower part of this bone here. So this is the chin to the lower part of it. This is in length. In width, from one ear to another ear.
In width?
From one ear to another ear. يجب غسل كل هذا مع ما عليه من الشعر والبشرة. So all this area has to be washed with the hair which exists there, including the hair existing in that area. إلا باطن لحية الرجل وعارضيه إذا كثفا, إذا كانا كثيفين بحيث لا يرى الجلد من خلالهما فعند ذلك لا يجب, لا يجب غسل الباطن إلا الظاهر. An exception is the inner part of the beard, of the man's beard. If it is thick, thick means you cannot see his skin. If you look at his beard, you cannot see his skin under the hair. So if the beard is like that, it is enough in al-wudu to wash it from outside, and it is not necessary to wash the inner part. Although it is sunnah to insert your fingers through the hair of the beard, if it is thick. But it is not an obligation. The obligation is to wash it from outside, if it is thick. وإنما قلنا لحية الرجل لأن لحية المرأة لأن المرأة إذا نبتت لها لحية على خلاف الغالب لا بد من أن تغسل الظاهر والباطن وكانت كثيفة لا بد من أن تغسل الظاهر والباطن منها. Now we said the man's beard, because if a woman has a beard and it is thick, although this is not something that happens usually, but if, then she has to wash all of it from outside and inside, also the inner part. فإذا كان قد نبت لشخص شعر على الجبهة هذا لا بد من غسله في الوضوء. هذا يقال له الغمم. If someone has if one's hair grew on his forehead, then one has to wash this hair when he makes wudu. Why? Because we said the face starts from the normal hairline. If this is the case and the hair starts from here, then this part is not from the head. It's a part of the face, because the normal hairline starts from here. So one needs to wash this part. أما النزعتان فلا يجب غسلهما. النزعتان هما هذان هذا البياض الذي يكتنف الناصية يكون من الجهتين من مقدم الرأس الناصية مقدم الرأس هذا البياض الذي هنا والذي هنا لا يجب غسله لأن هذا ليس من الوجه. As for those two parts, I don't know what they call them in English, here and here, from the two sides of the ناصية. Forehead. The head front, if you want. Yeah. Those two areas from the two sides of the head front. This is the front of the head. Wait. Huh? No, no. The front of the head, well, you can see me at least. The front of the head, this is the front of the head. Those two parts here, from the two sides of the front of the head, they are not parts of the face. So it is not an obligation to wash them when you make wudu. So those are not parts of the face, here and here. To know what part is a part of the face and what part is not, some scholars said, you imagine as if there is a thread from the normal hairline to this part of the ear, here, where the ear connects with the face, with the head. So you consider as if there is a thread from here to here. Whatever is underneath this thread is a part of the face. Whatever is above the thread is not a part of the face. Okay, so you consider, I'll do it from this side. So you consider as if there is a thread from the hairline to this area here. So whatever is underneath this thread is considered a part of the face. Whatever is above it is not a part of the face. لا يجب إيصال الماء إلى داخل العين ولا إلى داخل الأنف ولا إلى داخل الفم. It is not an obligation to insert the water to wash the inner part of the eye, the inner part of the mouth, the inner part of the nose. It is enough to wash the outside. ولا يجب غسل الأذنين. It is not an obligation to wash the ears. لأن الأذنين ليس من الوجه, because the ears are not part of the face. أحسن غسل الأذن عند غسل الوجه أحسن. It is better to wash the ear when you wash your face, but it is not an obligation. أما الشارب فلا بد من إيصال الماء إلى باطنه. As for the mustache, one needs to wash the inner part of it also. Likewise, those two areas. Likewise, the sideburns. وكذلك لا بد من إيصال الماء إلى باطن العذار. العذار لا بد من غسل باطنه كما ظاهره. العذار هو الشعر الموازي للأذن, هذا هو العذار. So to repeat, you need to wash the mustache from inside and outside, and the sideburns from inside and outside. Okay. كذلك الحاجب لا بد من إيصال الماء إلى باطنه ولو كان كثيفا. Likewise, the eyebrow, you need to wash the inner part just as the from outside, even if it is thick. وهذا سهل يعني ما لا يتصور أحد أن هذا صعب في يعني حتى لا يتوسوس ما الماء يصل بسهولة. Don't imagine that this is a difficult thing. This is easy. When you put the water and you do like this, it reaches. This is only water. So it wouldn't be... So you wouldn't think this is a difficult matter. This is easy. إذن يجب غسل الوجه في الوضوء. So it is an obligation to wash the face in الوضوء. الركن الثالث غسل اليدين مع المرفقين وما عليهما. The third integral to wash the hands and the forearms up to and including the elbows and what is on them. الفرض الثالث من فروض الوضوء غسل اليدين مع المرفقين. حتى لو نبتت له يد زائدة التبست بالأصلية ما عاد يعرف أيتهما الزائدة وأيتهما الأصلية، لابد من غسلها. The third integral is to wash the hands, the forearms, up to and including the elbows. So if, and those issues sometimes they happen, that's why we are mentioning them. If someone has two hands, so two forearms, and he doesn't know which one is the original one, then he needs to wash both of them. If this happens. والمرفق هو هذا حيث يجتمع الساعد والعضد. The elbow is this part where the forearms and the upper arm meet. This needs to be washed also when one makes al-wudu. ويجب غسل ما على اليد من الشعر ولو كان كثيفا. Also it is an obligation to wash all the hair that grows on the hand and the forearm, even if it is thick. ويجب غسل الأظفار. It is an obligation to wash the nails. لذلك إذا كانت المرأة تضع شيئا على ظفرها يمنع وصول الماء إليه لم يصح وضوءها إلا أن تزيله وتغسله. So if a woman put something on her nails that prevents the water from reaching the nails, if she makes wudu while she is putting this thing, her wudu is invalid. She needs to take it off and wash the nails for her wudu to be valid. أما الوسخ الذي تحت الظفر فقد اختلف فيه. الذي يمنع وصول الماء، الوسخ الذي يمنع وصول الماء الذي تحت الظفر اختلف فيه. بعض العلماء قال يسامح في هذا، وبعض العلماء قال لا بد من إزالته لصحة الوضوء. As for the dirt that exists under the nails and that if it prevents the water from reaching this area, is it necessary to take it off while making wudu, for the wudu to be valid or not, there are two opinions among the scholars about this issue. Some of them said one needs to take it off for his wudu to be valid. Others said it is overlooked. Even if this dirt exists, his wudu is still valid. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي يَدِهِ شُقُوقٌ لَا بُدَّ مِنْ إِيصَالِ الْمَاءِ إِلَيْهَا. If there are cracks in one's hand, he needs to wash those cracks. So the water needs to reach what appears there. وَإِنْ كَانَ فِي يَدِهِ شَوْكَ ظَاهِرَةٌ لَيْسَتْ تَحْتَ الْجِلِدِ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ إِخْرَاجِهَا لِغَسْلِ مَا تَحْتَهَا مَا تُخْفِيهِ. If there is a thorn in his hand, and this thorn did not go underneath the skin, it is still apparent, one needs to take it out to wash the area covered by this thorn. وَلَوْ كَانَ عَلَى الْيَدِ سِلْعَةٌ فَلَا بُدَّ مِنْ غَسْلِهَا. السلعة قطعة لحم زائدة لا بد من غسلها. If there is a طيب if there is an additional, what do you call it, flesh, skin, something, a little ball on his hand, a part of his hand, not tag, like darni, yani tag, طيب, a tag or a ball, mole, a tag or a mole on his hand, it needs to be washed also. Whether it is as small as the pig cheese or chickpea, okay, you know what I mean. Whether it is small as a chickpea or big as a watermelon. Sometimes it's very big, believe me. Sometimes it is very big. طيب. الركن الرابع مسح الرأس أو بعضه ولو شعرة في حده. The fourth integral is to wet wipe the head or part of it, even if it is only one hair within the boundary of the head. الركن الرابع مسح الرأس ولا يشترط مسح كل الرأس, يكفي مسح جزء من الرأس, أي جزء من الشعر أو من الجلد. The fourth integral in الوضوء is to wipe the head, wet wipe the head. It is not necessary, according to the Shafi'i school, to wet wipe the whole head. It is enough to wet wipe a part of it, whether a part of the hair that grows on it or of its skin. حتى لو مسح الشخص شعرة أو بعض شعرة لا يخرج بالمد عن حد الرأس كفى. So if one wipes only one hair of his head, that's enough. Even a part of the hair, one part of the hair, it is enough. With the condition that if he stretches, he or she stretches the hair to the side where it goes, to the direction of its normal spread, if he stretches the hair to that direction, this part which one wipes does not go beyond the borders, beyond the limits of the head, then it is enough. Which means if I wipe, we need someone who has a longer hair. If someone wipes this part of a hair, this is enough. But if he has a long hair that goes like this and he wipes this part, he wipes this part, so if he stretches it, it becomes here, then this part is not enough to be wiped. ولو وضع الشخص خرقة مبتلة بالماء على رأسه يكفي ذلك. If one puts his hand which is wet on his head, this is enough. Even if one puts a piece of cloth which is wet on his head, that's enough for the obligation, for the integral to be fulfilled. أما في مذهب الإمام مالك فيجب مسح كل الرأس. As in the, يعني القول المشهور في مذهب مالك أنه يجب مسح كل الرأس. As for the Maliki school, the famous saying in the school is that it is an obligation to wipe the whole head. وكذلك أحمد. Likewise الإمام أحمد. وربع الرأس في المذهب الحنفي. As for the Hanafis, it is an obligation to wet wipe one fourth of the head in al-wudu. As-sunnah, masih kull al-ras. Anyway, it is sunnah to wet wipe the whole head. الركن الخامس غسل الرجلين مع الكعبين أو مسح الخف إذا كملت شروطه. The fifth integral, to wash the feet including the ankles, or else to wet wipe the foot gear, that is the khuf, when the conditions of the foot gear are fulfilled. الركن الخامس من أركان الوضوء غسل الرجلين مع الكعبين وما عليهما من شعر وبشرة. The fifth integral is to wash the feet with the ankles. إذا كان على القدم شعر, إذا كان فيها شقوق, إذا كان فيها سلعة, لا بد من غسل ذلك كما في اليد. If there are hair on the feet that grow on the foot, if there are cracks, if there are شلتون دكتور ويسام, if there is a mole or the like, all of that need to be washed when one washes his foot in al-wudu. هذا في غير لابس الخف. أما من لبس الخف بشروطه فيكفي أن يمسح على الخف. This is the case if one is not does not wear the foot gear. If one wears a foot gear fulfilling the conditions, then one can wet wipe the foot gear instead of washing his feet. ومن شروط ذلك أن يكون على طهارة عندما يلبس الخف. Among the conditions for that is to have wudu, to be in the state of purity when one wears the khuf. وأن يكون الخف ساترا لكل القدم. And for that khuf to cover the whole foot. وأن يكون مما يمكن المشي عليه. And for that foot gear to be suitable for one to walk while wearing it to do certain things. So if he is traveling, you know in the past how they used to stop and take the luggage from the animals, down from the animals, take some rest, get some water, sometimes get some wood to put on a fire, etc. So if he can do those things while wearing this foot gear, then he can wet wipe on it. If he cannot, then this foot gear is not valid to wet wipe it. For example, the socks that we wear usually are not enough. You cannot wet wipe on those socks instead of washing your feet, because they are not thick enough to bear walking to do those things which we mentioned. فإذا اكتملت شروط المسح على الخفين جاز للمقيم أن يمسح يوما وليلة وللمسافر ثلاثة أيام بلياليهن. If the conditions of خف are fulfilled, then if one is in his hometown, he wet wipes on the khuf for 24 hours. Of course, if he does not take them off, once he takes them off, that's it. He cannot wet wipe on them. He needs to wash his feet. But if he does not take them off, he has wudu, he put on the khuf after finishing al-wudu, then after a while his wudu is broken, he wants to make wudu, he washes his face, his hands and his arms, he wet wipe his head, and instead of washing the feet, what does he do? He wet wipe the khuf. He can still do that for 24 hours if he is in his hometown. If he is traveling, he can do that for 72 hours with the condition that he does not take them off. ويصح المسح على هذا الخف ولو كان يمشي فيه في الشوارع ولو داس في نجاسة معفو عنها فلا يشترط تطهيره للمسح عليه ولا للصلاة فيه. One is entitled to wet wipe the foot gear even if he walks while wearing this foot gear in the streets and he steps into some najas filth, with the condition that this najasa would be overlooked. In this case, he can wet wipe on it, pray while wearing it, without removing that najasa, without washing it. because this najasa is overlooked. What do I mean by overlooked? It is like if the whole way, the whole road is contaminated with najasa, and there is no way for him to walk except by stepping on it. In this case, this is overlooked. So when he wants to make wudu, he wipes the khuf and he prays. He does not have to wash his foot gear. الركن السادس الترتيب هكذا The sixth integral is to observe the aforementioned order. الفرض السادس مراعاة الترتيب بحيث يبدأ بغسل الوجه ثم بغسل اليدين مع المرفقين ثم مسح الرأس ثم غسل الرجلين مع الكعبين فإن لم يراعي هذا الترتيب لم يصح الوضوء. The sixth integral is to observe the order, which means to start by washing his face with the intention, then washing the hands and the forearms up to and including the elbows, then wet wiping the head, then washing the feet. If one does not observe this order, his wudu is not valid. Which means, if one washes his face, then his feet, then wipes his head, then his arms, his hands and his arms, still he needs to wipe his head and wash his feet for his wudu to become valid. Why? Because he washed his face with the intention, okay, this is valid. Then he moved to wash his feet, so he missed the order. So washing his feet is not valid in this case. Then he moved to wet wipe his head. But also here he missed the order, because wet wiping the head has to be after washing the hands and the arms. So also wet wiping the head is not valid. Then he washed his hand with his forearms. Okay, this is valid because it takes place after washing the face. So those two are valid, still he needs to wet wipe his head and wash his feet for his wudu to become valid. أما لو غطس الشخص في الماء ونوى وهو تحت الماء يعني بحيث أن كل أعضائه أصابها الماء أعضاء الوضوء صح وضوءه هنا يقدر الترتيب تقديرا يقدر أن الحدث ارتفع عن وجهه أولا ثم عن يديه ثم عن رأسه ثم عن قدميه If one goes under the water and while he is under the water he makes the intention of wudu and all the organs of wudu are under the water. In this case, when he goes out from the water, he would be having wudu. It would be as if his face was washed first, then his hands, then his head, then his feet. As if. So it's valid to do that for one to have wudu. He goes into the water with the intention. And then all the organs go under the water, that would be enough. With all the organs under the water, that would be enough. Yeah, go ahead. وفيك. أما لو صب الماء أربعة عليه في وقت واحد، صب الماء على وجهه وعلى رأسه وعلى يديه وعلى قدميه في وقت واحد، فلا يكفي ذلك لو نوى مع صب الماء، إنما يرتفع الحدث عن وجهه فقط. Now, if several people threw water on him at the same time, on his face, on his head, on his hands and arms, and on his feet, at the same time, all of them. When this happened, he made the intention of wudu. In this case, only his face is considered as if he only washed his face for the wudu. He still needs to wash his hands, his head, and his feet. So there is a difference between the case when the water comes on him and the case when he goes into the water and then makes the intention. طيب إلى هنا أحد عنده سؤال. Up till here, do you have any questions? تفضل.
هل يكره الغطس و يعني لرفع الحدث ولا لا؟ لأنه ماء كثير ولا
أي مجاب هو لو نوى فقط رفع الحدث الأكبر ارتفع الأصل. بارك الله فيك. What if one has the intention to lift the greater ritual impurity, this is enough for him to make ghusl and wudu at the same time. So this intention is enough for wudu and ghusl at the same time. Faddal Muhammad. Faddal Abu Salam.
عند الإمام مالك بالنسبة للنية تكون واجبة باللسان وبالقلب.
أنا ما درست كثيرا في المذهب المالكي، إنما النية في القلب. لا يوجب الإمام مالك النية باللسان، تلفظ بالنية باللسان لا يوجب في الوضوء،
إنما تكون في القلب ولو كانت
في القلب قبل، في القلب
ولو كانت قبل غسل الوجه، ولو كانت قبل غسل الوجه بقليل،
ولو كانت قبل غسل الوجه بقليل عنده هكذا. وفيك. نعم. ذهب بهاء بسستر ذهب.
If one suffers from a severe skin burn and that part is covered with a medication pad, how can one fulfill the integrals of the ablution?
If one suffers from an illness?
Like a skin burn, a severe burn, and that part is covered with a medication pad, how come they fulfill the integrals of the ablution?
If there is an area, a part of the hand, let's say, that is burnt, so he cannot touch it with the water, he cannot wash it, because delays the healing or harms the person. In this case, he does not wash it. He just washes the other part of the arm and that's it. Now, if he has something that covers it, if he needs something that covers it, that covers it for it to be cured, so he needs something that covers it, and because of that, there's something that is covering it, it covers also to hold there, it covers a part of the area which is not inflicted. And he cannot take it off every time he wants to make wudu. He cannot. Otherwise, this harms him. In this case, he washes the what appears. He wipes on the cover. He makes tayammum and he continues his wudu. So if it's in his arm, he washes his face. When he gets to the arm, he washes what appears, he wipes on that cover, he makes tayammum, then he continues the other parts. Unawa. توضأ لأجل بنية
مصحف
استباحة مسه
مصحف yeah. في صلي على هالنية
يجوز
مرة ثانية.
يجوز لأنه مس المصحف لا يجوز إلا مع الوضوء فإذا كانت نيته استباحة مس المصحف أجزأه هذا أجزأه نية وفيه اسمعين.
Did you mention putting that you have to put the right one on before the left?
Did I mention when what?
Did you mention when veins, in order for it to be valid, the right one has to be put on before the left?
No, it's not a condition.
You can put the left one on and then the right?
While washing the face?
No, putting on the khufain.
Khufain. Okay. No, no, it's not also a condition.
It's not a condition.
No, it's not a condition. You can wet wipe any of them before the other.
No, not wet wiping it, but I'm saying putting it on.
Also, it doesn't matter.
No. Okay, and where do you wipe the kufain when putting it on? Where would you wipe the kufain when putting it on?
You wipe the area that appears when you walk while wearing them. Or standing, the top, you wear the top, not the lower part.
Shaykh Samir, in the case, for instance, a person, he's making wudu, and he has a cut in his hand and he's bleeding, and when he goes to make the wudu, what does he do to prevent, like, smearing this blood on his body, on a part that he needs to make wudu with?
If the blood comes with the water, let's say here, then he washes this area that became najas, filthy, because of the blood. He washes it, and that would be okay.
But you have, for instance, like the hand keeps bleeding. He puts water on it. Now that area. Now, when he spreads the water, that whole area is contaminated, and it keeps bleeding. So whenever he tries to wash it, it's not bleeding very bad, but it keeps bleeding. So whenever he tries to wash it,
isn't the cut here?
For example.
Okay. So when he put the water first here, the water came down contaminated with the blood. Mm-hmm. So all this area became contaminated. Mm-hmm. So what he does, he washes this contaminated area. The blood is not so fast, so he can wash it. That's it.
Okay.
So even if the water comes first and then the blood, then khalas, the water came. So this is enough.
If it's the bleeding, the wudu is valid or not?
According to the Shafi'i school, the wudu is still valid. Bleeding does not invalidate the wudu. According to the Hanafi school, bleeding, if the blood runs, then it invalidates the wudu. Yes. So it depends. بالوضوء والصلاة معفو عنها.
سؤال بعد.
بشو؟ سؤال شو؟
سؤال بعد. إذا شخص حلق جزء من لحيته ترك جزء كثيف لا يصل الماء إنه لا يرى يجب عليه التخليل بهالجزء كمان؟
الكثيف يوصل إلى الظاهر والخفيف يوصل إلى الباطن.
أوكي.
Go ahead.
If a Muslim goes under the water, but before the person went in the water, that in that exact same spot, a person
before the person
went to the water, in that same spot, another person urinated, and then he made wudu in that exact same spot. Would the wudu be valid?
Is this water? We are going to discuss this case, inshallah. But is this water a lot or a little bit?
It's a lot. It's a lake.
Did it change because of this urine?
No.
If it did not change, then it remains purifying.
Okay.
Go ahead.
If someone was making wudu, then they just passed the gas. So they
can you repeat, please?
If someone makes wudu, then they pass the gas. Do they have to can they continue to make it?
Because you're talking and someone else is talking and you're moving the mic away, so I didn't understand what you say.
If someone's making wudu, then they pass the gas. Do they?
Yeah, go ahead, keep going.
Do they have to continue making their wudu?
If they are making wudu, if someone is making wudu, and while making wudu he passes gas, he needs to repeat from the beginning. Yeah, go ahead.
You mentioned that you do not have to wash the inside of the mouth and the inside of the nose while making wudu.
Yes.
But if you do such a thing, does that invalidate your wudu? Or?
No, it is actually, it is sunnah.
Okay.
It is better before you start washing your face to wash inside your mouth and inside your nose.
So would you make your intention while washing inside of your mouth?
No,
it's with your face.
After that.
Okay.
The intention when you wash the inner part of your mouth and your nose is that you are doing an act of sunnah, recommended act. When you start washing your face, you make the intention of the obligatory integrals of the wudu. Yeah, go ahead.
If someone injured their arm or didn't have an arm, how would they make wudu?
If they don't have an arm, do they have?
They don't have none of it.
So they don't have the hand, the arm, and even the elbow. They don't have it. Then they wash both arms or one arm.
One.
Then they wash their face. They wash the other hand and arm and elbow. Then they wipe the head and they continue.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You said that if someone was wearing nail polish, they have to take that off. What about like if I had oils, like fragrant oils on my hands?
No, the oil does not prevent the water from reaching the skin.
And second,
although it makes it a little bit slippery, but it does not prevent.
Secondly, I heard that making wudu, you're forgiven for some of your sins, but then I also heard that for you to be forgiven for some of your sins, you have to fulfill all the sunnahs. Is that true or not?
A lot of sunnahs, you said?
Like all the sunnahs of wudu.
All the sunnahs?
Of wudu.
No, you need to avoid what is makruh. You need to avoid what is makruh and
what annihilates your reward. You need to avoid any act that annihilates your reward. That's what you need to do. بس نشوف أخواتنا. تفضل.
على أحد المذاهب يصح لما بيوصل لمسح الرأس بده يمسح كل الرأس مثل المذهب اللي
خليه يعمل هيك. بس هو يعني مهم خليه يعمل هيك, لأن هو إذا بده يبلش يعمل هيك الشخص ينقل بين المذاهب بده يوصل لمحل بده يضيع أحيانا, لأنه إذا كان عم بيصلي على حسب يعرف هو متعلم أحكام الصلاة على حسب مذهب الشافعي, هو عم بيصلي حصلت معه مسألة وكان توضأ عند الشافعي وضوءه غير صحيح, حصلت معه مسألة شو بده يعمل, أو منه متعلم شو بيعمل على حسب المذهب الآخر يتلبك.
يعني إذا نوى على مذهب بيكمل كل الوضوء على نفس المذهب.
ما فهمت شو قصدك, ما فهمت شو قصدك يا أم وليد.
يعني قصدي كل الأركان بدها تكون على مذهب واحد.
إذا مسح أعطيني مثال.
مثلا ما نوى الوضوء مع غسل الوجه, نوى الوضوء قبل غسل الوجه, لما وصل عند مسح الرأس الشافعي مثلا على مذهب الشافعي بيمسح جزء من الرأس, بينما على المذهب الآخر اللي بيسمح بالنية قبل بدء الوجه بده مسح كل الرأس.
أو لا, في مذاهب تانية أقل.
أقل يعني بس بيقدر يعمل هيك, بيقدر مثلا يمسح على جزء من الرأس مع انه سبق شوي بالنية.
ما بصح عند بعضهم. علي, you wanted to ask, go ahead.
Right foot, then he put the hoof on, he washed his left foot, then he put the hoof on. This was like a clarification.
This is what you are asking about, Mu'in? Ah, no, then this is not enough. If someone washes his right foot, for example, and then puts the hoof on, when he put the hoof on, still his left foot is not washed. So his wudu is not completed yet. So wearing the khuf before completing the wudu does not fulfill the conditions of what wiping the khuf. So if he wears the khuf and then he washes the other foot and wears the khuf, he needs to take out the first khuf and then wear it again for him to be able to wipe on it. Because then he would be wearing both of them after completing al-wudu.
ذكرت الشوكة, هل القطب sutures حكمه مثل الشوكة الواحد لما بده يغسل؟
إذا كان لابد منها, إذا كان لابد منها
يعني في
غسل للشفاء شو بده يعمل؟
ما في شيء. لا,
ما إذا كان إن كان يستطيع, إن كان لا يضره إزالتها يزيلها.
إيه, بس إنه إذا خلى أو غسل ما شرط هون التيمم, مثل مش مثل الكفر يعني.
It is a cover, small cover.
إيه يعني ما فهمت, بده يتيمم في قطبة ولا قطبتين وصل وغسل, ما شال الكفر وغسل في قطب.
ما نسأل عن هيك. The hair.
Let's say there is hair within the limit of the face. If the hair are long, does the person has to wash all?
If the hair is within the limits of the face and it is long, then one needs to wash all of it. Yeah, all of it.
According to the other imam, like Malik. And
according also, to?
Let's say Malik, we have to wash all the bang, to wipe all the head. In this case, we are talking only about the skin of the head or the hair also that fall on the limit of the head, or I mean, is it when you say, let's say,
no, it means to do like this. That's it.
Yeah, like it's not the hair, only the skin itself of the head. I mean, you do this and it's enough. You know what I mean? It's
You're talking about the woman.
Yeah, for instance.
if her hair is long.
Long or short, but I mean, if we say
I do not have details about that. I didn't ask about details on this issue. طيب. كملنا نواقض الوضوء. طيب منوقف هون اليوم. Let us stop here for today. الله أعلم. الله knows best. خلونا نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. بارك الله بكم.